listening to Real World News.
Social movements evaluated agreements reached around guidelines. On October the 15th, in the eve of the World Food Sovereignty Day, the talks around the guidelines on land tenure and the use of other natural resources came to an end. It was an intense week for the representatives of social organizations and non-governmental organizations, during which nearly 70% of the document content was agreed upon. One of the delegates of the social movement said, "There is clear evidence we were here, since the governments felt pressure to accept demands like considering access to common goods as a right that needs to be protected by the national states and the multilateral agencies." Beyond the tiring long working days at the final evaluation, there were two major achievements in a process that is not the beginning or the end for the struggles of peasants, women, fish workers and nomadic pastoralists. The latter were officially recognized by the text approved. Ángel Strapasón of the National Indigenous Peasant Movement of Argentina said, "We have managed to get an important part of our political views included in the document. We are aware this is no easy thing, as we were negotiating with governments that defend the interests of corporations that are concentrating on commodifying the peasants' natural resources in our countries. This is a tool. Our struggles boil down to what happened today in the streets," he said, referring to the massive demonstration against the financial system held last Saturday in Rome, which resulted in harsh repression. "I have seen there is true and legitimate respect towards the civil society. I would like to thank everyone for this work, and I hope that in the future we will manage to make progress for the peoples in conflicting situations," said Razan Suaiter of Palestine. "There are some aspects still to discuss, like the chapter on investments on agriculture and peoples in conflict." The lack of key governments like India at the negotiations was also considered as a political situation to take into account, as well as the fact that for the first time several African governments were forced to negotiate and therefore recognize their country's social movements. Javier Sanchez of the coordination of Villa Campesina Europe said that typically when we talked about land grabbing, they think it is a problem from the south. So many governments did not expect having someone from Europe among the civil society representatives. Javier said that the NGO were fundamental in this process. Without them, it would be impossible to do our work.
You are listening to Real World News.